8:04 the time on the Mornings with Ed show. Welcome to the Friday program. Friday means Chamber Chat, and with us we have Executive Director of the Laguna Beach Chamber of Commerce, Paula Hornbuckle-Arnold, with us. Good morning, Paula. How are you?
Good morning, Ed. I'm well, thank you.
Good. Good to see you today.
Thank you.
You brought some help with you. You brought the newest assistant at the office here.
I did. I brought Leslie Espinoza.
Hi, Leslie.
Hi, how are you?
Very well. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about yourself. First of all, how far was the drive this morning?
It was about 40-some miles.
Okay.
About an hour and a half. Not that bad.
All right. And where do you come from originally? Where did we get you?
Well, I'm originally from Tucson, Arizona, but I just moved back from Brighton, which is about 15 minutes north of Denver.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was running the chamber over there.
Okay. So how was the difference in the chambers of the Colorado, Brighton?
Very different. Brighton's a more rural area, so lots of farms around, much more spread out.
Right.
But I love being back here. It's really busy. Right. There's lots to do, lots to see. The scenery's gorgeous, so I'm enjoying myself.
Good. And Laguna Beach locals, are we treating you well?
Very, very well. I'm feeling well-adjusted and welcome.
So. Good. Well, you should feel welcome because we're glad to have you here.
Thank you.
And Paula, you brought some additional help with you. You brought Judy Davidson from Franchoice. And Franchoice, if you're not familiar, they offer free franchise consultation service to anyone interested in starting a franchise business. Is that right?
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah.
I did my homework. Wow.
You always do your homework. Yeah.
Like a franchise matchmaker. That'd be the best way to sum it up.
And my first question about franchising is branding the biggest advantage to being part of a franchise?
Yeah, definitely. Someone would buy into an already proven business model and brand. And, you know, it's not like hitting the easy button. I mean, it's still going to be work, but franchisors have a proven business model. So someone that is looking at business ownership can follow that. Basically, they get them up and running into profitability as quickly as possible.
Okay. So after the free consultation with you, what happens next? What step do we take?
Good question. So we kind of reverse engineer it.
Okay.
15 years ago when I started, most of my conversations started with, I want to buy a Subway.
Okay.
And so,
everybody wanted Subway 15 years ago.
Exactly. Okay. So, you know, but then when we did a little deeper dive and talked about investment level, return on investment, managing, you know, a bunch of minimum wage employees, et cetera.
Right.
Then the conversation pivoted to, okay, let's put the product or service aside. Let's first focus on you and what you want to accomplish in a business. And so layering in, you know, what they want to do as far as employees and sales, you know, must have criteria, can't stand. But for most people, the most important piece is the financial piece.
Okay.
So we define their investment comfort levels versus their income needs and goals and layer in everything else.
Okay. Paula, do we have a lot of franchise businesses here in town?
No.
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 No, because you're not allowed to, right?
Correct.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, we have a very limited number. We have, you know, the ones you're all familiar with.
Right. Subway, Jack in the Box.
Yeah,
right.
Some that actually are franchises that are not so familiar. You maybe wouldn't know they were franchises, but no, we don't have a big amount.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so how does should we always trust the financial information we're getting from the franchisor? So if I want to buy into a franchise, should I trust their financial information, like, without thinking about
That's
it?
That's a really good question. So in the process, they receive what's called a federal disclosure document, an FDD.
Okay.
So which is like the report card on a franchise.
Okay.
And the franchisor has to post all of the information regarding highs, lows, averages with respect to revenues.
Okay.
It's called their item 19. And their expenses, which is called the item 7. So, and all of that information is delivered to the FTC, and they have to show the backup documentation on how they arrived at that information. So in the process, a candidate should get a good understanding of what the financial opportunity is.
And this is something that you would act as, let's say it was me that was looking for the information, you would act on my behalf to make sure it was correct, to make sure that it's done?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Well, It's, again, they're regulated by the Federal Trade Commission.
Okay.
And all franchisors have to disclose people with this FDD if they're investigating.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What if I want to buy a franchise, but I really don't want to, you know, I don't want to be the guy that's behind the counter all day long. I don't want to be there. Is there an advantage to being an absentee franchisee guy?
Another good question. Wow. Woo. You've really done your homework. So with the job market being so strong the past several years, a lot of people that I talk to, if they are still gainfully employed, they like the idea of keeping the security of their current job and benefits. And then, so what's been real popular has been semi-absentee ownership. So you're still, you know, keeping the security of your job, and then you're building and growing this business part-time on the side until you decide when you want to transition over.
So effectively,
you're managing the manager who's managing the daily operation.
And do you find in a lot of cases that some people are just too hands-on to be that type of franchisee?
Yeah, it depends on, and that's all part of our conversation.
Right.
You know, what's your role? Do you want to be full-time owner-operator, or do you want to build and scale through a semi-absentee model? Or even if you were hands-on, you could still have your eye on building multiple units, or to Paula's point earlier, a lot of franchises are service-based.
Right.
So you don't have that location, but you own a protected territory, for example.
Right.
So you can build and scale that way as well.
So what's the biggest pro and con of being a multi-unit franchisee? What's the biggest advantage and what's the biggest disadvantage? I would want to start that question off by asking, who takes advantage of the multi-unit franchise?
You definitely have to financially qualify.
Right.
So, you know, if you know that you want to grow and scale, that's all part of the initial conversation, before I do my research and come back with my recommendations. So multi-unit ownership would require a higher level of investment.
Right.
And, you know, higher net worth, higher liquidity. But generally, how most franchise agreements are written is that you would get the first one up and running in the first year.
Right.
And then year two, you'd open up the second unit. Year three, you'd open up the third unit.
Do you ever find yourself giving someone the advice of, you know what, you should just go into a non-franchise business. You should just go into a singular business of your
absolutely.
Own.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, I think the world would be very dull if all we had were franchises. I love the unique experience that I feel in the, you know, the mom and pop stores and the restaurants that, you know, we have here in Laguna. So definitely, you know, if you're an artist or an athlete or, you know, a true entrepreneur where you have to bring your talent, your special skill set. Exactly.
Right.
To the world, then I say go for it. And a lot of people who have had their own businesses, franchising, you know, it probably isn't for them because, you know, similar to corporate America, they're still going to be, you know, rules and compliance and things that, you know, a true entrepreneur like Frank Sinatra, you know, who wants to do things my way, franchising definitely wouldn't be for them.
Okay. Do you find people coming through your door and saying, you know, give me a recession-resistant franchise idea? Is there such a thing?
Oh, absolutely.
Really? What's a recession-resistant franchise?
Well, I think I mentioned to you earlier, right now I'm kind of going through this whole mold remediation thing myself. So anything in the emergency restoration space,
okay,
regardless of the economy, you know, there's always going to be, you know, fire and flood, et cetera. So that would be a good example of recession resistant. You know, things like even hair concepts,
right?
Regardless of the economy or who's in office, hair grows,
right?
And it's going to need to be cut on a regular basis. So that would be recession resistant.
So someone says, you know what, I think I'll buy a Fantastic Sam's. Almost there. Are they always successful?
Well, nothing's always successful. Everything.
I fed you a softball there. I threw her a softball.
You know, everything still comes down to the individual owner and their ability to follow a proven business model.
Now, I'm going to turn this to Paula for a moment and ask you a question about what happened at the Planning Commission the other night. We saw a gentleman speak who owns a store that sells mostly Turkish goods.
Right.
and he was looking to sell other items that are no longer on the CUP, on his original CUP.
Correct.
And there was a little back and forth about that. How did the how does the chamber feel about that?
So, as you know, Ed, we funded the Urban Economist report, and our Urban Economist came back to us and said we need to loosen the CUP restrictions and allow free market enterprise to sort of dictate what succeeds and what fails.
Right.
You know, this gentleman, his CUP states that he has to sell 70% authentic Turkish goods, and he wants to reverse the percentage to only 30% authentic Turkish goods and 70% potentially souvenir type items.
Right. Non-Turkish. Right.
Souvenir type items. And I think in the big picture, we need to loosen this up and let the gentleman sell what he feels is going to make him successful.
Right.
And then if it succeeds, it succeeds. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But that shouldn't be legislated.
Right. Okay.
So,
all right.
Yeah.
Fair response. I appreciate that. Thank you. And while I have you, what else?
Sure.
What are we looking forward to now in the chamber? What's going on?
So May 14th, we have the State of the City's Mayor's Luncheon at the Montage.
Are tickets still available?
Oh yeah, and we are selling fairly quickly. I mean, we're 2 months away, and we're
over 100 tickets.
Yeah, we're already in 100.
Let me say, good work, Leslie.
I wish I could take credit for that.
And then, really, on the heels of that is our golf tournament on May 18th on Monday.
Okay.
And that again, we've got most of our sponsorships are sold for that. So I think we have one or two left. Tee signs if you want to buy them, foursomes if you play, volunteer if you like.
Right.
We'll take it all.
Do you golf?
I do golf, not well.
Okay.
But I do golf, and I do love the game.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's just great to be out there and just chilling with your friends. And
you know, even when I didn't know how to swing a club, I used to love to get out there and, you know, with my friends and spouse who golfs and get in the cart, read a book, drive the cart, watch, you know.
Right.
I love golf.
Okay. Well, then maybe we should do a little foursome here at some point. Ooh. Because I am so crappy at golf.
Yeah,
you would not believe it. All right.
Yeah, then we won't take each other down too far.
I am like the worst golfer, I swear.
Yeah, but I do love it.
Yeah, same here. Yeah, you know. So, Judy, the business is Franchoice. How do we find you? How do people that would love to franchise a business, how do we find you?
Do you want my phone number?
Chamber website.
Chamber website.
You can always go to the chamber website, and Fran Choice is one of our chamber members, so you'll find her there.
Yeah, and just scratch your phone number down anywhere, on any wall, anywhere would be great. Do you have a website yourself?
Yes, I do.
Okay, and that is?
MyFranchiseFreedom.com or FranChoice.com/JDavidson.
Okay. We've been here with Judy Davidson, and Fran Choice is the name of the business. And thank you so very much, Paula, for coming in today and bringing Judy and now Leslie with you. Welcome to the city, Leslie.
Thank you.
All right. And we'll look forward to seeing you all soon.
Thanks, Ed.
All right. Thank you. That's been Chamber Chat.
Keep on air. Yeah.